And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum is still burdened with the store duties, inasmuch as Abner is still quarantined in the Johnson home with measles. However, Lum managed to correct the impression received by the county school superintendent that all the students in Pine Ridge were like Cedric Weehaw. And so now both the schools and Miss Platt's scholastic reputations have been restored. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot'em Down store talking to his partner on the telephone. Listen.
Abner, don't keep calling me up. I've got work to do here. I don't care what it is you got to tell me. I'm a busy man. Yeah, I got that school mix-up straightened out. But I've got a lot to do here at the store. Huh? Oh, yeah, they found out at the county superintendent's office that the other scholars weren't like Cedric, so they think we got a good school and we can go ahead and keep Miss Platt. Yeah, I thought so, too. Well, Abner, I ain't got time to gab all day. All right. What is it you got to tell me? The what? Aardvark. A African ant-eating mammal. For pity's sake, I don't care what a aardvark is. Say, them measles ain't got you delirious, have they? Oh, I see. Well, can't you find something else to read besides a dictionary? Oh, well, the Johnsons must have some other book around there. Now, no, wait a minute, Abner. Don't read me no more out of that dictionary. I'm busy. Wait a minute. I see a customer coming up out there. I don't know who he is. Some fella I never have saw before. No, it ain't Pack Rat Watch. Well, look, Abner, I got to hang up, because here he comes. Yeah, I'll talk with you later. Goodbye. Well, how do you do, sir? Come in. Well,
thank you.
What can I do for you today, sir?
Why, I...
You're a stranger in town, ain't you?
Yes, I am. My name is Fulton, Clark W. Fulton.
Well, pleased to meet you, Mr. Fulton. My name is Edwards. Justice of the Peace and a few other little things around town.
How do you do? Perhaps you can help me. I'm looking for a man named Edwards. I was told I'd probably find him here.
Well, I'll get out and try to help you. Wait a minute, I'm Edwards.
Yes, I heard you. The man I want is Edwards.
That's what I said, Edwards.
Oh, I see. Well, are you president of the school board?
Yes, sir, that's me.
Well, yeah. I guess you're the gentleman I want, then. You see, I was doing some research work among some reports at the county superintendent's office.
Well, now, wait, stop right there. That business over at the schoolhouse is all in Miss Platt is staying right here, do you understand?
I beg your pardon?
You nor nobody else is going to get her away from us. I hired her for our teacher, and I granny she's going to stay here, and that's that.
Well, I'm afraid I don't know what you're talking about. I think you must have me confused with someone else. You see, I'm a writer of educational books, and I...
You're a writer, you say?
Yes, and I...
A book writer?
Well, yes, and I...
Well, what do you have to... Sit down, Mr. Fulton. I'd like to talk to you. Oh. See, I'm sort of a book writer myself.
You are?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the last book I worked on was a humdinger. It was called My Torturing 2 Weeks as a Suffering Mortar.
A suffering what?
Mortar. You know what a mortar is, don't you?
Well, yes, but I don't see how there could be a suffering one.
No, that's the only kind I know of. See, I wrote it while I was in jail.
In jail?
Oh, yeah. Of course, I just went order, I think. I never finished it, though. I weren't there long enough. Maybe you could give me some ideas on how to finish it up.
Well, I hardly think that's my field.
Wait a minute. I'll get it out for you and read you some of it.
Don't bother, really.
No, bother. I'm just proud to do it for you. I'll just read you a few chapters of it, and you can get the hang of it from that.
Well, really, I don't have time to go into that matter right now. You see, I'm writing a book on abnormal psychology, and I wanted to interview...
Psychology? Did you mention psychology?
Yes. That's the subject of my book, Abnormal Psychology, and I was interested
well,
in...
Well, Granny, you have come to the right place. Yeah, if there's any one thing I know about, it's psychology.
Well, that's fine. In that case, I'm sure you'll understand what I'm trying to do and undoubtedly be a great help to me.
Oh, sure. Be proud to help you. I'm pretty busy during the daytime, but we can get together at night and we'll have that book of yours done in no time at all.
Well, I didn't exactly mean...
Surely, that. I'll be proud to help you write it. Of course, I want my name on the cover of the book, though, natural. For, of course, far as the money goes, I don't care if it don't make too much money out of it. I'd like to look on book writing as a profession instead of just something to make money out of.
Well, Mr. Edwards, I wasn't suggesting a collaboration.
No, I know you wasn't. You said a book. Now, when do you want to get started on it? Tonight?
Well, Mr. Edwards, all I really wanted was an opportunity to interview a boy going to your school and write him up in the book.
A boy? Just any boy, you mean?
Oh, no, no, this is a special case. As I started to tell you, I was looking over some records in the county superintendent's office, and I happened upon a report on a boy named Cedric Wehut.
Oh, that, yeah. Yeah, there was a fellow out here about a week ago that sent that in. But I got that all straightened out now.
Yes. Well, this boy appears to be an extremely interesting case. Just the type I'm looking for to illustrate the chapter I'm working on currently.
You mean you want to write Cedric up in this book of yours?
Yes, that's the idea.
Well, Cedric ain't no psychologist.
Well, no, of course not. But from the report, he evidently represents a certain curious type of arrested development.
Arrested what?
Arrested development.
Well, Cedric ain't smart enough to represent nothing like that. But now, I'll tell you, Mr. Fulton, if you want to write somebody up in that book, I can name off a feller to you that's way yonder more interesting to write about than Cedric Wehut.
Oh, you can?
Oh, yeah. I hate to come right out flat-footed and mention his name, but he's one of the leading merchants of this town. He's upright and honest in all his dealings, justice of the peace and book author, relay to the King Edwards's, I think, and president of the school board.
Well, I thought you were president of the school board.
Aye, granted, you guessed it. Yeah, that's the fellow you ought to write up in the book. Me. I can guarantee that everybody in Pine Ridge will buy a copy if I have to buy them for them.
Yeah, well, Mr. Edwards, I'm afraid you have the wrong conception of the book. You see, it deals strictly with child psychology.
Well, I was a child once. Fact is, that's the most interesting part of my life. Yeah, that'd be awful good to write up.
Well, you see,
when I was just a little kid of a boy between the age of 7, I walked 10 miles through 6 foot of snow to school every morning, barefooted.
Yes, well, that's very interesting, very interesting. But the point of my...
Every night I had done my lessons on the bottom of a coal scuttle by the light of the fireplace.
Was that in a log cabin?
Yes, sir. It was in a log cabin. Built out of logs, too.
And did you split rails all day long?
Yeah, with my bare hands.
Hmm. You weren't ever president of the United States, were you?
No, I wasn't.
That's a relief.
But I did run for the office once.
The what?
I never got it, though. Got beat out.
Oh, my goodness. Maybe you would be a good subject for a book.
Why, sure. That's what I've been trying to tell you.
Not this book, of course, but another one I have in mind. Let me jot down a few notes here so I won't forget some of these things.
No, go right ahead. I got the answer to the phone anyways. I think that was our ring. Yeah, here's a pencil right here if you want to take
it. Oh, thank you.
Hello, Jotham Down Store and Library. Oh. What is it now, Abner? Uh-huh. Down to the bees already, huh? A what? Bison. No, I don't know what it is. It's a large what? Shaggy mane ox-like quadruped. Well, that's interesting. But I'm busy right now. Yeah, I'll talk to you later, Abner. No, never mind. I don't want to hear it. Goodbye. That was my partner. He's in bed with the measles reading the dictionary.
Reading the dictionary?
Yeah. Yeah, he wants to see how it comes out. Now, do you want to take down some more notes on my boyhood now?
Well, no, not right now. I want to run out and get some lunch, but I'll be back this afternoon. And in the meantime, I wish you'd try to arrange that interview with the Wehut boy for me.
Yeah, I'll fix that up for you. Yeah, I want to make one other phone call first.
All right, fine, Mr. Lincoln. Edwards. I'll see you later.
Yeah, so long. Oh, they cut down. Oh, hey, Mr. Fulton. Hey, you left your notes. Yeah, he'll be back. Oh, hello, Abner. Yeah, this is Lum. Yeah, wait just a minute. I want to look at some notes a feller left here. Hold the phone a minute. Granny, that sounds good. Hello, Abner. Listen, I got some wonderful news. Yeah, guess what? I'm going to be wrote up in a book. Yeah. Well, I ain't sure, but as long as you got that dictionary there, I want you to do something for me. Yeah. Look up the word paranoid. Yeah, P-A-R-A-N-O-I-A-C.